Another day of extreme violence hit Baghdad today as at least 77 people were killed and 140 wounded in a series of bombings across the city. William Brangham has our report.
The capital city's largely Shiite neighborhoods were ground zero for this latest carnage. The worst killing came in the Shab district, where a roadside bomb was detonated at a crowded marketplace. When people rushed to help those victims, a suicide bomber then attacked.
An explosion took place here, killing a woman, her brother, and her niece. Some other people who came to shop here were either killed or wounded. What crime have innocent people committed?
It was much the same in the sprawling Sadr City district. A car bomb left mangled, burned-out vehicles at an outdoor market, while a suicide bomber targeted a nearby restaurant.
This is the second blast in Sadr City. One is here, and the other blast was outside a restaurant. We are fed up with this violence. The city has been the scene of daily explosions.
In all, bombs ripped through four different locations across Baghdad today. Shab and Hababiya in the north, as well as nearby Sadr City, and the Dora neighborhood on the southern side. They're the latest in a surge of attacks in and near Baghdad that have claimed more than 200 lives in the last week alone. Iraqi officials say ISIS militants are responsible and that they're using the bombings to try to compensate for ground they've lost on the battlefield. And American officials echo that belief.
The United States strongly condemns the barbaric terrorist attacks in Iraq today that deliberately and specifically targeted civilians.
In Washington, State Department spokesman Mark Toner says it's clear the battle is far from over against ISIS, known in Arabic as Daesh.
These attacks are the latest reminder of the danger that this group continues to pose to all Iraqis and the importance of Iraqi leaders from all communities to continue to work together so that progress against Daesh can continue to be made.
In all, the Iraqi government estimates that ISIS still controls 14% of the nation's territory. That's down from 40% back in 2014 when the militants made a lightning advance. But as Iraqi forces gain ground in the north and west, backed by U.S. airstrikes, the new violence around Baghdad has put added strain on those forces. It could open the possibility that Iraqi army units get pulled from the front line fighting ISIS to help secure the capital. Any such move could undercut Iraq's ability to fight ISIS in the north, especially as the Iraqi military pursues its new offensive to retake Mosul, the nation's second largest city. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm William Brangham.